Welcome to the Very Necessary Podcast. What's going on?
Why are you so happy, Mary Sunshine?
I don't know. I just had a boost of energy.
Hey. That's your LaToya Jackson.
Oh my God, have y'all seen her?
No, I saw the stick. I saw that drawing of her.
Oh my, that is her. She is so small.
I saw that drawing. It was funny.
She is so small. I can't even put my finger, because my pinky finger on bigger than her. I think she's probably bigger than this.
She's a line.
She's smaller than the little pricks on the floor.
Shut up.
She ain't got that much. The fork got more curved than LaToya's bones.
Yeah, man.
With skin wrapped around it.
Yeah, man.
Nobody, no muscle mass.
Yeah, man. But let me stop for somebody to think I'm a hater.
And she be wearing a little skinny fit.
She's always been small, but not like that. She just always
she,
been
she
like the
she's
most.
She's a triple zero.
So let me ask y'all a question. Out of all the Jacksons, because I'm so excited. When that movie?
Girl,
movie
April 24th, we got to go.
It's in theaters?
We got to see Michael. Yep. Yeah.
We going to we Michael
another
Jackson.
Movie. Another movie?
Michael. April 24th.
Yep.
This is
and
the
May
the real deal.
Devil's Wear Prada 2 come out.
Oh, I
Girl,
love
I can't,
that.
I can't wait. I
but hold on,
wait.
Let's get back to the
yeah,
real.
Yeah, Micah.
Who producing Jacksons. This?
I don't know, but whoever did it did a jam up job. And you know, Michael's nephew, which is Jermaine's son,
okay.
is playing him. They did a jam up job. And Nia Long is going to be Katherine Jackson.
Oh, I can see
God
it.
Damn and, right. I can see it.
The guy who played Harpo in the new Color Purple. I think okay. he's going to be Joe. I think that's him. Mm. Yeah, he's going to be Joe Jackson. I can see that.
I wonder who's going to play Janet.
I don't know who's going to be Jan.
I was thinking the other day, I was like, sometimes I tussle with who my favorite Jackson is. I really love Michael, but I really love Janet. So it's really very hard for me to decide sometimes. But... Mm-hmm. Who was like the weirdest? Because
oh, wow.
let me tell
the weirdest Jackson.
Let me tell y'all, it's some weird y'all. I guess in all families with like a lot of kids, it's always a weird one in the crew, right? But who's the weirdest Jackson?
I don't know.
Because all of them
really
are still living, right?
No, except for Tito and then the brother, the other and Michael. Tito Michael.
Well, yeah.
And then the twin brother of Marlon is gone.
Okay. But yeah. he been passed yeah, away. Like, yeah, yeah okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Hold on. Who you said passed
the
away?
The twin brother of Marlon. Remember, Marlon
yes.
has a twin.
Yes.
Who Tito was the oldest?
Mm-mm.
No, Jackie.
Jackie is the oldest, yes.
I wouldn't know who, because all of them.
I'm going to say
work.
Jermaine. Let me tell you why I'm going to say Jermaine. Let me tell you why I'm going to say Jermaine. Because Jermaine walking around
that
with...
That goddamn tin man oil on the side of his...
What is his it called? Biggin? Is that...
His hair is sprayed. And he talking about he wakes up and slick... Something he said about his hair. And they zoomed in on it. And
that is tar.
That is spray paint, sir. It's not even dye no more. It's a can. It's the can spray.
Well,
but
who, not the weirdest. Maybe who's the favorite?
He's the weirdest to me.
Who's your favorite?
My favorite. I'm gonna say LaToya.
LaToya's your favorite Jackson.
Let me tell you
is
why.
Comical.
That's why she's comical. She's for giggles. She's for shits and giggles.
And you know, Michael would always say LaToya was
she's
beautiful.
The dingiest one.
He would
one.
Always think his sister was beautiful. That's why she was in that say video with Paul McCartney and Linda McCartney. Go ahead.
I would say yes.
No,
Janet is
never
admirable. She's very. I admire her, Janet. I admire Janet. But as far as crazy,
no,
it's LaToya.
LaToya never was
y'all.
My. Mm-mm.
But
yes.
if you look at it, think about Jackie and Marlon though. Jackie and Marlon are a trip.
You gotta be.
You gotta yeah, watch.
And you
them.
Have to be. And I'm gonna tell
Marlon?
You. And
yes,
I'm gonna tell
honey.
You this.
Look at that girl. I want your body.
Yes.
I want you to see. Look at that video. Huh. And you'll see it,
and,
honey.
Okay.
That
and let me tell you. Because Marlon, if you don't know,
Marlon was the best dancer.
Yes.
Out of all the fucking Jacksons. Marlon taught.
I'm going to show you that video.
Marlon taught Michael how to move.
Yes.
Okay? And I'm going to tell you who the best athlete out of the Jackson family was. Jackie.
Was it Jackie?
They were okay. in a relay race with all the celebrities. Like, Jackie was in it. I'm going to see if I can find it. Jackie was in it with Gladys Knight brother. It was a couple of, Leif Garrett was in it. It's a couple of celebrities. Baby, you would have thought fucking Carl Lewis was in that motherfucker the way Jackie Jackson smoked their ass on that goddamn track. Oh. They said Jackie Jackson was always the athlete of the family.
Yeah.
Even in the neighborhood, Jackie would race them niggas up the street and get money for them to get candy from the store.
Okay, so do y'all believe this right here?
Yes.
It's floating around social media. It's kind of old. That Quincy Adams' daughter and Tupac, you know, had a relationship. Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Michael found out that Tupac and Kadada, I guess they had some beef. I'm not beef, but you know, domestic situation going on. Mm-hmm. And Michael stepped to Tupac and was like, yo, I'm tired of you talking to her sideways and don't put your hands on her. And you know, if you put your hands on her, then I'm going to have to do something about it.
I believe it.
And they said Michael whooped Tupac ass.
I believe it.
Because what y'all don't realize was Michael Jackson was really a smooth criminal.
I believe
he really was. Really, Michael Jackson was really an OG gangster. Michael Jackson
didn't play about Kadada.
Michael Jackson was really.
Michael didn't play about nobody.
OG Bobby Johnson.
All that was fake. Because if you ever, it's a clip of Michael Jackson laughing at this guy that impersonates him.
Oh, I woke up and my bones changes.
No, his voice changes immediately. When he talks to them kids, when he died, they showed so many home clips. And we talked to them kids, his voice was like this. Go sit down. Michael Jackson, no.
I think it was just that persona. You know how you, what they call it.
And you got to keep it up. You got to keep it up.
Yeah, you just got to.
Mike was white friendly. And I think
Wait a minute.
No.
So y'all really believe that Michael actually beat Tupac up?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think Tupac could fight.
Me either.
How Tupac got his ass whooped at that goddamn fight that night at that...
the boxing place?
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
his ass whooped.
He was scared, man. Tupac was scared. He didn't know what he
said. Tupac could really fight.
He didn't know who was going.
Tupac
he was like...
not really a thug. He, you know, he just had people
to do his dirty work for him.
Michael did step to Tupac and something happened.
I don't think they fought, but I think he checked him.
He checked them. Yeah. He gave him some
words.
Because
they swear
he was
up there with the, what was it, the Crips. And they swear him and the Crips was like this. Michael Joseph Jackson. Yeah.
I believe it. Anything's possible.
Why you think his middle name Joseph out of all them goddamn kids? It was four brothers ahead of you. Why do you think you Joseph?
Yeah, Catherine always said it was just something special about Michael.
I don't know.
Yeah, Miss Catherine Jackson.
But when I heard the story, I chuckled because I'm looking at
him. But he was the one, but she always said he was the one who wasn't never scared to get his ass cut and fight.
He wasn't scared of Joe either.
Once you overcome a daddy like that, you ain't scared of nobody.
I don't even want to get on
Let
them.
Me tell
Never
you
mind.
Something. There
I was
something.
Talk about them DeBarges, but you know that gives that traumatized.
Full of.
I can't. Uh-huh.
But they said the people that resonate with you or the television shows that resonate with you are the people who you turn out to be. The people who resonate with you and the shows that you resonated with as a child It's who you grow up to be. Y'all, okay. I tell you no lie. My favorite show as a little girl was fucking Give Me a Break, right?
With Nell Carter.
With Nell Carter. I swear I done fucking grew up and became fucking Nell Carter. I said, God damn it.
You know they show it on
it's
Cozy.
It's the truth.
They show it on the Cozy channel.
I watch it. I swear I live with Chief Kaniski and the fucking Three Little Girls and Addie. I said, what the hell? And then I started thinking about the Jacksons, which is how we got on the fucking subject today. And I said, who would be my favorite Jackson, right? And the two baddest fucking Jacksons out of all of them, who was the fucking militant, do what the hell they want to do?
Was it Marlon and Michael?
It was Michael. Marlon kind of ain't go against the grain. He kind of stood it.
I thought Marlon did. I think Marlon was
somewhat.
He kind of not
as much as Michael did.
Oh yeah, now Michael.
So, Michael ain't give a fuck. Michael was the bone crusher of the Jacksons. He was, and then next to Michael was Janet.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that? Cause Janet told
that's what her whole first well second right. album was about.
Janet sent her publicist to Joe House and said, "Tell that nigga he fired. I don't want him representing me no more. And I'm about to go to flight time and make my own goddamn record and fuck him.
Listen,
send him some severance money and say thank you for your service."
I mean, at a certain point in time, nobody has no longer scared
your goddamn daddy. I can't wait for her biopic to come out. And I hope and pray they do one.
I love
on her
it.
Because I just, that's crazy. And to listen, one of my favorite podcasts to listen to now is Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Okay.
And how they talk about, you know, the background of songs and working with people. And the one with Janet always stands out. And even when they go to other podcasts, they talk about the story about Janet. And I mean, that exactly happened like it was in that video. Like, she's going to do what she wants to do. Now she's older. Bump, y'all. And this is me. And she just evolved from there. It just took off. Kind of like the same way with Michael, because it shows in the clip that Quincy Jones is telling him, like, Michael, you grown now. Let it go. You're not leaving your family. You just doing what you want to do. And when he let go, it evolved. Look who we have now.
April 24th in the theaters.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We going.
Now, did y'all hear about Teyana Taylor doing the biopic for
Dionne Warwick? Yes. I think she's going to body that.
But she said that she refuses to sing Dionne's songs because Dionne's register is so deep that she can't even go that low.
Wow.
And she said Dionne is probably one of the best singers in that, I guess,
that range,
vocal
that
range.
Baritone, tenor, baritone.
And she was like, I'm not even wanting to F that up.
Mid-to, alto.
So they want her to sing it, and she doesn't want to sing it. She wants to lip sync.
I think she's going to body it because they showed a picture of her when she was in one video, and I think
she's going to, casting-wise, I think she's a perfect fit for casting. Mm-hmm. But Dionne, I didn't realize Dionne.
I'm going to need to see Dionne's biopic because she just ain't never been nobody
She was a... An important figure in music.
Yeah, and you know what? She was prettier. I'm not saying
she's gorgeous.
She was.
Yeah, she was gorgeous. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
She's never really, I don't know. It's just some people who never really stand out that to you in your life like that. And she was one that never really caught my attention.
I think
not to say she wasn't talented.
I think after this movie, more people are going to appreciate her. Because, that's Sissy's cousin. That's his cousin. You know, they said that's where Whitney really gets her vocals from, you know. Mm-hmm. If that's the mama.
I was about to say is it the cousin?
I think they're going to really appreciate Dionne Warwick
more
for who she is.
I will say Aretha was not my ultimate favorite until I saw her story.
Oh.
And when I saw her story,
and watched the one for National Geographic.
Appreciated and loved her more when I saw how she crafted those albums.
At such a young
her gospel
age.
Album was her Fire. Was her epic album, the best album she ever made,
such
best
a young
album,
age.
Best gospel album of all time. Of all time.
Such a young age. But I'm telling you, they need to do a biopic on their dad. Good God almighty.
We don't need to know nothing Woo. Else by C.L. Williams.
C.L. Franklin.
That was the devil.
Baby. Was something else.
If there was two men we that don't need to know nothing to about, it's C.L. Williams and Joe Jackson. Franklin. Them is the two devils that done walked the face of the earth and next to Donald Trump.
C.L. I want to know about that. I want to know about that. And then the tie with James Cleveland and all them little juke joint parties they used to have after they preach. That's what I want to know.
How did you the pastor having Diddy parties?
Listen.
I don't even understand that.
What
you mean?
Oh, girl. You see, you got to watch it. Girl, you got to watch it. That's why I said, when you watch it, you're going to come back and say, I want to know who C.L. Franklin is.
I want to know what the hell. She going to stop the damn program and have to call us on the phone.
I've let you know.
Okay, so before we leave the air, I need to know what was y'all childhood favorite TV show so I can tell y'all what y'all act like right now.
Well, before we do that, speaking of TV shows, so someone sent me a clip a couple of days ago, and they were saying how growing up, how the change of black TV has tainted us. So, you know, we had a different world. We had, you saw that clip?
I agree.
A different world. We had, what's that?
Cosby Show.
The Cosby Show. And that, it was another one. I can't remember. And then they said starting in 2008 with The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And then it went to the Basketball Wives. And then it went to Love and Hip Hop. And they said it kept getting worse and worse. And they said where we are in society today, it's like there's no more shows that has love and harmony in it. Martin. They put Martin in there. Yep. They put
A Different World.
They put all of those shows that brought a sense of community. It brought togetherness. It brought what hope looks like, and then to build us up, because we came from a home or an area where we did not either see the things or we wanted to see these things. And then once we reached this plateau that now we have arrived, you know, we make the money, we live in the same neighborhoods, blah, blah, blah. It's too monotone now. So we got to break that up. We got to break that monotony up. So now we need to bring some ratchetness in. And they say in 2008, that's when the social media really took off into the negative. So me growing up, it was always, of course, the Cosbys. Everybody wanted to be in the Cosby family. So a cousin, a relative, a neighbor. Somebody want to be related to them or have some connection to them. Everybody want to go to the HBCU, watching A Different World, or experience that life or something. So I would say those shows molded my mentality. Our kids don't have those shows no more. They have nothing.
What about Black-ish?
Black-ish?
Black-ish is one of the shows. I like Black-ish. Yeah. I love Black-ish.
Yep. Black-ish. I mean, I loved all of it. Well, I still got to watch the other part of it. But I love All American.
But it's not
All American
a
was
lot
good.
Of
All American
them.
Homecoming was good. Yeah.
But then who sits around the TV set and watch TV?
See, we can't do that because we got everything instant. And we can watch it later on Netflix.
It's too we have such a wide variety.
Access.
To watch anything
at any time.
And so those shows that are out there, the Black-ish, the other shows, those get pushed to the back because guess what? The drama over here
is better.
It's better.
Supersedes.
Yeah.
Right.
The good shows.
So back then we didn't have the drama shows. The drama was in the house.
Yeah, the drama. The drama was in the drama was a little bit like in Falcon Crest because, you know, we in the soap operas. Yeah, in the soap operas. But now we got the drama, and the ratchetness is appealing because we see these women, oh, they're making money, they're doing great things, so they expect all black women to act like this and their husbands to act like this, and it's just, it just took a turn for the worse. Like, that's why I had stopped watching Housewives, because I'm like, they never show what...
Nothing...
They never show the stuff
they
that...
Tried, they tried, but it did not succeed because something happens.
But this is the thing. On Orange County, they used to show what Vicky did. Vicky is a multimillionaire in insurance
industry. Yeah, who works?
Right, but see, Vicky... But they showed when Vicky worked. They show when Tamra worked all on Orange County. Mm-hmm. But as soon as we got to Atlanta, they never showed what NeNe did. They never showed what Candy. Never showed what Portia. They never showed none of these things.
Potomac
Snow,
the same way.
Potomac is the same way. Like, you just fighting and being messy. These women are here and they met their husbands and they don't do anything.
Well, they'll tell you this is what I did, but they don't even...
They never show it.
I think...
Yeah.
What's the model name that
Giselle?
No, not Giselle. In Atlanta, used to marry to Peter.
Cynthia.
They tried to do Cynthia the Bailey modeling agency. Yeah. But that was drama too.
Yeah, they brought in the drama, and then like the thing though, and when they tried to handle Cynthia, Cynthia has been around longer than all them girls. Kenya, all of them. Cynthia is gold, you know?
So I don't know. Growing up, I would say the classics. You know, those were my favorite shows. That I
what
identified.
Was your favorite shows?
Like the Cosby's. Yeah, like the Cosby's or I even like Punky Brewster. I just love Punky Brewster. Oh my gosh! Because look where we grew up.
I can see it. Don't she act just like Punky Brewster?
I can see it. I used to love being like, that was like my number one show. You couldn't get me away from the TV. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was yours?
I think aside from like Different World, Cosby Show, I would have to say it was Facts of Life.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It was Facts of Life.
That's Miss Garrett right there.
Tootie. Blair. Joe Polnicek, child. Natalie. Did y'all know Natalie sung background on PYT with Kim Fields for Michael Jackson? Yes, she did. I did not know that. She did. That's a fun fact.
Now I got to listen to that.
Then the next one, I'm going to tell you what I really love too. I love Family Matters.
I love Family Matters a lot. But I can see that.
I love Family Matters. Carl Winslow, Steve Urkel. Yeah, I did. I like that.
Urkel got on my nerves though.
Because when the show started in going geared towards him, it just kind of, but I like Family Matters, so.
What was yours?
Give Me a Break.
Give Me a Break. Neil Carter.
And I loved Fame back
but
in
you
the
know
day.
What?
Oh my God.
I loved Fame too.
I didn't know they made a Barbie doll from her. I'm trying to look for it now. Trying to look for her so I can collect them. I didn't know they had one for Debbie Allen.
I heard her. She was on the Breakfast Club talking about it.
Yep. So I want that Barbie. I'm looking for it.
And as we go into 50, we're going to wrap the show up. But as me and my counterpart over there go into 50, I'm going to say this. You ain't grew up until you grew up as a 1976 baby. Because when I tell you, we had the fucking best of everything.
We was in the middle of everything.
We had the best TV shows, the best movies, the best music, the best of everything, the best style. Like, I just look back at everything and I'm just like, I was so blessed to grow up in the era I grew up in, to experience all the things that I grew up. I wouldn't have had it any other way. And that's why I just thank God that I grew up how I grew up and had the experiences that I experienced. And it was a time. A time was fucking had. From 1976 to now. Commercials.
We had the best commercials.
Oh, yes.
Big Mac Filet, fish corn, fish fries.
Kids couldn't.
Milkshake.
They even had a record.
Apple pies.
Girl, they had the record. Did you get the record in your thing? Because I had to get the record. I had my little disc.
At McDonald's.
My little
record. And the dish ran away with
And my favorite McDonald's dish was the McDLT, baby. I love my McDLT. McDLT.
It's a McBLT, ain't
no,
it?
No, DLT, the McDLT.
Oh, okay.
It was the double burger?
No, it was hot on one side and cold on the other.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shut up.
They had styrofoam. Remember styrofoam?
Oh, okay. I didn't eat that.
Yeah.
You eat the McDLT?
No.
I didn't.
Check it out. Look
but
it
I know what she's talking about.
Yeah, okay. The McDLT.
That might be why I don't know, because I ain't
on,
eat it.
Hot cake and sausage things.
That's how you know that shit ain't the real like no more, because it don't taste the same.
Hot cake and sausage used to be the
let me get
a
hot
bomb.
Cake and sausage.
Okay.
All right.
Cookies,
take us out, Bunny.
Bye.
Doom, 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 doom.
Damn, we got the cuter engineer. Wake up! Get out of the bed!
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Never miss an episode on the Very Necessary Podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and catch us on our social handles at the Very Necessary Podcast.
We out.